This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 15. Number 219. Tally glanced around nervously. She'd entered the ring for the under-saddle class and had been looking around the jumps on the outsides of the ring. The jump crew had removed the rails, gates, and boxes so that riders could utilize the lines in the hat class. Was she in the wrong place? She focused her attention back on the announcer. Second place is number 464, Linguini, ridden by Charlie Hunter. Oh my gosh, we won? Tally felt her face flush. She'd heard her number announced, but was so focused on the ring that she'd missed the context. We won, Cam, she whispered, rubbing Cam's neck. In the second over fences, your winner again is 219, Cameron and Tally Hart. Tally beamed as she brought Cam back down to a walk and took a peek at the judge's box. The judge was walking to the middle of the ring to watch the class, something Tally hadn't seen before. The announcer rattled off numbers in the third over fences class, calling Tally and Cam's names sixth. Wow, a small mistake, and we're in the middle of the pack. It must be good competition today. Riders, this is your class. You're now being judged at the walk. And go ahead and trot, please, riders, all trot. Out of the corner of her eye, Tally saw a gray horse and rider coming in between her and the judge. Turn early so you can get seen on the other side, Tal, she heard Ryan say from the inn gate. Tally checked the traffic and then turned left across the middle of the ring in order to pass in front of the judge on the far quarter line. When they came around the next time, Tally checked out where the other horses were earlier in order to catch the judge's eye again. As the flat class went on, Tally felt like she got better and better at making sure Cam got time in front of the judge. He was a good mover, so she knew how important it was to show him off, particularly his big, lofty trot. Tally brought Cam in the lineup, and she could make out the results over the radio before the announcer called them out. Cam was fourth. When the announcer made it official, she gave Cam a big pat and caught a glimpse of Ryan clapping at the inn gate. And we've also got your tricolors in the low children's, low adult hunters. Champion with 22.5 points is Cameron, with Tally Hart in the irons. Ryan whooped. Tally blushed. Mac beamed at her from the ground. You were champion. Have you ever been champion at a rated show before? Mac asked. A couple times with Goose, Tally said, grinning. Well, still, this is big, Mac insisted. First championship in the low children's. Go take 100 pictures, girls, and send me the best one to share on social media, okay? Ryan attached the blue, red, and yellow ribbon to Cam's bridle. The horse lifted his head a little higher as they walked out of the ring to take photos. Later that morning, while Cam happily munched on hay from his hay net in the trailer, Tally stood at the inn gate to watch Mac's first time in the show ring with sparkle pants. She loved staying in her show outfit while spectating, her clothes telling everyone she'd competed there too. That pace is just right. Keep it there, Mac, Ryan said as Mac cantered by the inn gate. Tally counted the pace in her head as she watched the new pony skip across the ring. He walked the lines, as Tally had heard people say, meeting the oxers just right or even a little bit tight, but jumping out beautifully each time. Tally clapped for her friend after each of her trips and felt nearly overwhelmed with happiness when she saw Mac's smile leaving the ring. "Each trip got a little better, didn't it, Mac?" Ryan asked. Mac nodded eagerly. "And you started out with a super solid trip. Improving on that each time is impressive. You're in the groove, and I'm really proud of you." Ryan gave Sparkle a stroke on his shoulder. "Grab a drink if you need one. There's a lot in this division, so you both get a little break before you hack." Mac dismounted and rubbed her new pony in front of his saddle. "You guys were awesome," said Tally. "You look like you've been riding him for years." "Thanks, Tal. I can't believe it wasn't harder. It took me so many shows to be able to do this on Joey. I think he'd be proud of me," Mac said, giggling. "He would, I'm sure of it. Want to go get a hot chocolate?" "Yes." Mac linked her arm into Tally's, and they turned for the food stand.
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.